Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and we are conducting a survey today. We do have some questions for you.
Are you a real person?
I'm sorry?
Are you a real person?
Oh, yes, I am a real person. Just
okay,
before
so before we received a phone call from the same number, my wife did, and 5 minutes ago, and she said to be put on a do not call list. If we receive another phone call from the same survey service, my lawyers are going to be contacting you for a cease and desist, and there will be a lawsuit on your hands. This is harassment at this point.
Oh, I am very sorry about that. May I please know the reason why you wouldn't like to help us with the survey?
Can I get your name, employee number, and the business you work for, and their address, please?
Oh, I'm very sorry. We're located in Miami, but we are unable to provide employee number.
So you're calling from a Phoenix number, but you're located in Miami. So I need your employee name, your number, your employee number, and the actual business name, because my lawyers will be filing a lawsuit.
I understand. We are a national opinion survey company. We are an independent company.
Okay, what's the name?
National Opinion Survey.
Okay, perfect. And your name again?
Jennifer.
Awesome. And what's your address for the business?
I'm sorry?
What's the address for the business?
I apologize. You keep on cutting off. I apologize.
The address for the business.
We are located in Miami. That's all the information that we can provide.
No, I'm sure you can provide because, I mean, you somehow got a hold of my numbers or with my cell phone number, so I would like the address of your business so that way I can make sure the lawsuit and the subpoena and all the other important documents reach you guys.
I understand. Now, at this point, we're just looking to get this survey completed, and I understand if you're unable to help us.
Get a real job, lady. This is pathetic.
I hope you have a good night. Thank you.